it was a really interesting time, kind of stepping back a little bit leading up to the actual crowning. That particular year, there was a young woman who was the president of ASG. And in the university, I don't know if it was the SGA bylaws or something else, it stated if there happened to be a female president for ASG, then the highest ranking male would crown the homecoming queen. And so that was very interesting, because I didn't even know all this was going on. I just happened to get a call in my residence hall, and they're like, hey, we want to do an interview. It was someone from the Arkansas Traveler. We want to do an interview. What do you think about, you know, Wendy King not being able to crown you? And I'm like, wait, what's going on? Because I didn't know all of that was going on. And so that was, even at that time of, you know, celebration, it was still a reminder of how far we still have to go as women in this country. Something that would seem like another woman puts a crown on another woman's head, not a big deal, but it was something that was written. And so even at that time, and so she was able to present me my roses at the game, but not crown me. It was the next, the highest ranking male in ASG. So, you know, those were some of the things that kind of shaped that day. It was freezing, you know, have all these things going on. And then from a social and political standpoint, things that you're having to think about that you don't think would be associated with football and homecoming, you know? Mm-hmm.